Chris Watkin here with Mark Myers, and he is ex-Foxton's ex-Countrywide boss. Now has been running his own agency since 2011 with a franchise operation with six offices. Mark, you are famous for getting great fees, walking away at 1.5%. One of the things you said is if you get involved with the community, the local community, you will get more listings. What does that mean? Talk to me.
Okay. So when we opened in our garage 2011, we had no money. So we needed to create a powerful sense of trust and a connection with the town that I couldn't see in any agents. So what we did was we pledged £100 of every sale to charity. And then we put on every board that we had, that's what we were doing.
Okay.
And we got
a lot. That's been around for years, mate.
It has, but you know, that's 2011. That was way back, just in our town, no one was doing it there. And we got a lot of free publicity. So it's really cheap to get these little signs.
Okay.
And then when we actually exchanged a property, we gave some money to charity. So that's how it started.
Okay.
Now what's happened is we've created our own projects with Mind, the charity, and Dorset Mind. And our own projects are gardening and people charities. And what happens there is we've got some land that's donated by the town mayor, which is great for everybody. And then other businesses like Marks and Spencers and Waitrose have all donated their time. So they're all interacting with other businesses, landscapers, builders, gardeners and solicitors who are donating money towards sheds and all sorts of things. And then we've got all of the volunteers from Dorset Mind who need help coming in to get sort of rehabilitated and confidence back and sociability back. So that there's always, so we've got a launch this week for another sort of bit of publicity, which is happening in the old courtrooms where we are and where Judge Jeffrey hang about. And we're putting all the people that have donated, we're giving them lots of publicity. It's going in the paper, it's going in the radio.
Are you like the person that's bringing all these people together, like the party master?
Yeah, so then they all come together. We've got the radio there, we've got the press there, and we've got publicity. And then we created the project so that we can actually use it and be a part of.
Yeah, you're almost like...
Try and be, you know, build in.
You're almost like the geeky kid whose parents went away for the weekend, but had a party, so all the cool kids came. But because you're hosting the party, your coolness rating went off the scale.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, because you're the person that hosts the party.
We're the host, so we made ourselves before we gave our money away, and then the next period, another estate agent would just be on the signs instead of us because. It was so transitory. So it was good. It was good to see people giving, and it created a lot of giving. But then we realised we weren't in control of actually outcomes or anything like that. So
instead of just giving 100 quid, we'll give 100 quid to the school, you've created a project, brought businesses together, you've become the party master. And what's that done for your business?
I think in the last week, I was thinking of an instruction that's worth £10,000 that we've got. But it also builds trust. So people see us as people who are genuinely doing it for the right reasons. So it builds trust and it builds income. So.
And your name's not overly plastered over this, but you're known as the person bringing everyone together.
Yeah, so we're subtly in the background because the project's the most important thing. So it's the Gardens and People project, the GAP project.
Are you promoting this or people talking about this on the social media?
It's got its own social media site, so it's the GAP project. But you see, one of our videos had about sort of 7,000 hits. We had 47 shares on.
Okay.
People don't share properties; they share life situations.
What made you choose this particular project with Mind? Do you have any reference from that?
Or? Yeah, I mean, I've been through a period about 20 years ago where I really shouldn't be here, frankly, and it was charities like Mind that kept me alive through a very difficult time. And so I just want to pay back. You know, the community's got amazing people in. And what you normally find is all the people that don't speak are the people that need the help the most. And so it's about trying to find them and trying to bring them in because most people won't tell you their story. There's some pretty tragic stuff going on outside. I think one in four people have had a mental health issue. So it's got to make an impact, a proper impact, something of value. It's got to create value to people. It's got to have a personal story. It's got to be relevant to that.
And what does it mean to you giving back? I mean, I know you're getting the business off the back of it, like a 10 grand fee, But that just must be a bonus prize. You can't be doing it just for the business, can you?
The only reason to do it is because I couldn't do estate agency without making the impact I believe you can make using this business. This business that we run is an opportunity not just to make money and go on holiday. It's a business to make an impact. You live once. You know, I see life as like a whole stream of diamonds just thrown across the world, and everybody's consciousness is here, and then one day they will be melted into the floor. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And I enjoy my life, and I want to make as many people around me enjoy theirs. It's very important to me to do that.
Is there anything else you get involved with in the community?
We do a lot of things with schools. So we've got sold boards going out of competitions for schools and colouring competitions. And we do seasonal competitions with lots of school stuff because we've got little kids at school. So lots of school stuff. Lots and lots of things on schools.
I must show you how to work out what's happened to property prices in a school catchment area compared to your town.
Perfect. Yeah, that'd be amazing to watch.
Yeah.
You know, we've got children and mental health are our two tougher needs.
It brings it back to property without being overly... I'll tell you how to do that in a bit.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. That'd be great.
Good stuff. So have you seen any other agents do this particularly well?
Not at all. Nothing like this. But... you know, if you want to be the digital mayor, as you coined a few years ago, taken from Gary Vaynerchuk, I believe, back in the day, then, you know, you need to act. You need to act.
You think about it, we're in such a unique position that 100% of our business in a state agency comes from our town. We're all moaning about the high street, so why don't we make our offices the hub of the centre? And that doesn't necessarily have to be a high street office location, but just the centre of the community.
Yeah, so in America, when I went to San Francisco to NAR with one of my guys and Stephen Brown, a few of his guys, Luke and St. Clair and Andy Over, Luke St. Clair and his crew, and not Andy, he didn't make it. Yeah. But basically, what they're doing over there is they're not only are the agents great lifestylers, and they're producing a great agency business for people, and they're doing it around their lives, which is amazing. And we need a lot more of that, because otherwise it's sort of 8:30 till 6.
So you're basically telling me you enjoy the job more, you're getting involved more with people in the community, you're earning more money and having more time off.
You are, and you're making more of an impact. So the social media side over there, they're in so many things. It's such a privileged position to be in and out of people's lives. And if you use it well in the community, then you could do wonderful things for yourself and for your business and for your community. It's brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris.